This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the reasons we've got all that extra energy to export is because of something called guar gum. You may not know what it is. You may not even have heard of it, but chances are you've put it in your mouth or on your hair. Guar gum is a thickener. It's about as scientific as I'm going to get. It goes in ice cream and in shampoo, and it's a key ingredient in fracking. And because of that, its price has been on one seriously wild ride this year. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has that story.
Frackers inject guar gum into cracks in the earth after they blast into shale rock miles underground. Kelly Youngblood heads investor relations at Halliburton, one of the biggest frackers in the world.
You have to have something to keep it open, okay? Because you can fracture it, open it up, but over time the earth will settle and all of those channels that you have created will essentially close.
As fracking took off, so did guar gum prices. Then there was a bad harvest in India, the guar gum capital. Guar gum went from about $1 a pound in 2010 to $12 a pound earlier this year. Halliburton's profits took a hit, and the company took action, says Youngblood.
So we went out and bought a significant supply, a strategic reserve of guar, to ensure that we didn't run out.
The global supply of guar gum got even tighter, and prices got even higher. That's when market forces stepped in, says Dan Monternock, a commodities analyst for Doane Advisory Services.
High prices discourage consumption and encourage production.
Farmers planted guar like crazy, just as companies like Halliburton started developing cheaper substitutes. Supply soared, demand fell, and just as quickly as guar gum prices spiked, they dove, says oil trader and analyst Stephen Shork.
Prices are now regressing to where they were just a few years ago.
Guar gum's now cheaper than the substitute Halliburton developed. For now. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.